About 30 people gathered in the Thunder Mountain Middle School library on Wednesday to meet the three finalists for Juno's next superintendent. Each finalist had 30 minutes to introduce themselves and answer audience questions. Sean Arnold presented first. He's the current principal of Thunder Mountain Middle School. Arnold previously worked as a superintendent in Nome and Valdez. He was also an administrator for the Matanuska-Susitna Borough School District. Arnold says he has already developed good relationships with many staff members during his almost 4 years as a Juno principal. He says he would focus on deepening those relationships and building more trust in the community if selected as superintendent.
A big part of who I am is collaboration. You ask any staff that work for me now or have worked for me over the last 30 years, collaboration gets things done. And that, I think, goes a long way for building trust.
When asked about his vision for alternative programs like Montessori Borealis, Homebridge, and Tlingit Culture, Language, and Literacy, Arnold says having choices is part of a robust education system. He says his experience as the middle school principal taught him that the neighborhood school should work with the alternative programs instead of competing with them.
We want them to be just as strong and kind of supported as we do. And it really is kind of working together. Not every student is the same. Not every school has to be the same.
Kevin Shipley presented next. He's the superintendent of the Evadale Independent School District in Texas. Before moving to Texas, Shipley worked as the education director at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute and superintendent of Cake City School District. He says trust is needed to run a school district.
I've been a turnaround specialist. I've come into places that needed help, and trust and relationships is what this is about. Everybody can say education is all these other things, but if you don't have trust and you don't create relationships and you don't make people experts, then you have nothing.
Shipley says not everyone is going to agree with his decisions, but he wants to make sure they all feel heard and valued. With district employees, he says his approach is to support their needs while being realistic about the district's budget.
You have to find staff, and if staff can't live, they're not going to be successful. So we have to figure out ways to make it work, but you also have a budget and you have programs. And again, in order to be able to give you this, but I have to have trust that I'm being transparent and showing you exactly what's there.
Carly Simon is the third finalist. She's a former dean of education at the University of Alaska Southeast. She used to be the superintendent of Alachua County Public Schools in Florida. Simon was previously a finalist for the Juno superintendent position in 2023. She says she'll work collaboratively with others to lead the district.
I will only build a team with people who will challenge me. I need people to tell me when ideas aren't fully baked. I need them to tell me if I have a blind side. I have no interest in anybody telling me that, you know, everything I do is always perfect and right. I think you need to have a strong team of people who make you better.
Simon says she wants to build trust through financial transparency as well. She says she created a financial data dashboard in Florida and would do the same thing in Juno if selected as superintendent.
That's just a good practice, is just open all the books. It's all public record. Have as much information as you can so interested people can read the information that's available to them. Then I think you have to have very honest discussions.
The finalists had more meetings on Thursday, an interview with the Juno School Board and a closed meeting, as well as a forum with district staff. The board has a meeting scheduled this Saturday to deliberate on candidates and plan to make an offer later this month. A new superintendent would start on July 1st. In Juno, I'm Jamie Deep.